3. Relation to other spirit influences. One of the most important things a destiny guardian does for her mortal subject is to effect a personal coordination of the numerous impersonal spirit influences which indwell, surround, and impinge upon the mind and soul of the evolving material creature. Human beings are personalities, and it is exceedingly difficult for non-personal spirits and prepersonal entities to make direct contact with such highly material and discreetly personal minds. In the ministry of the guarding angel, all of these influences are more or less unified and made more nearly appreciable by the expanding moral nature of the evolving human personality. More especially can and does this seraphic guardian correlate the manifold agencies and influences of the infinite spirit, ranging from the domains of the physical controllers and the agent mind, spirits up to the Holy Spirit of the divine minister and to the omnipresent spirit presence of the paradise third source and center. Having thus unified and made more personal these vast ministries of the infinite spirit, the seraphim then undertakes to correlate this integrated influence of the conjoint actor with the spirit presences of the Father and the Son. The adjuster is the presence of the Father, the Spirit of Truth, the presence of the Sons. These divine endowments are unified and coordinated on the lower levels of human spiritual experience by the ministry of the guardian seraphim. The angelic servers are gifted in combining the love of the Father and the mercy of the Son in their ministry to mortal creatures. And herein is revealed the reason why the seraphic guardian eventually becomes the personal custodian of the mind patterns, memory formulas, and soul realities of the mortal survivor during that interval between physical death and Maranatha resurrection. None but the ministering children of the Infinite Spirit could thus function in behalf of the human creature during this phase of transition from one level of the universe to another and higher level. Even when you engage in your terminal transition slumber, when you pass from time to eternity, a high supernephim likewise shares the transit with you as the custodian of creature identity and the surety of personal integrity. On the spiritual level, seraphim make personal many otherwise impersonal and prepersonal ministries of the universe. They are coordinators. On the intellectual level, they are the correlators of mind and Maranatha. They are interpreters. And on the physical level, they manipulate terrestrial environment through their liaison with the master physical controllers and through the cooperative ministry of the midway creatures. This is a recital of the manifold and intricate function of an attending seraphim. But how does such a subordinate angelic personality, created but a little above the universe level of humanity, do such difficult and complex things? We do not really know, but we conjecture that this phenomenal ministry is in some undisclosed manner facilitated by the unrecognized and unrevealed working of the Supreme Being, the actualizing deity of the evolving universes of time and space. Throughout the entire realm of progressive survival in and through the Supreme Being, seraphim are an essential part of continuing mortal progression.